Shalom to all, and you are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the sixth Ali in Parsha's Vayishlach. That's Perek Lamed Hey Pasuk Yud Beis. And Hashem was in the middle of giving Yaakov a bracha v'esa arts asher nesati l'Avram l'Yitzchak l'cha etenenu, and the land that I gave to Avram Yitzchak, I'm going to give it to you. Ozarcha charecha etenu tzaris, and to your offspring after you, I'm going to give the land. Vayal me'al v'alakim, and Hashem ascended from him b'makam asher dibur itoy, from the place that he spoke to him. Let's just see Rashi v'yir Pasuk Yud Gimel b'makam asher dibur itoy. Rashi says, "Eni yedei mam lamdenu." I don't know what that's teaching us. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Dalad. V'yat save Yaakov matzeva. Yaakov set up a pillar. In the place that he spoke to him, Matzeves Oven, it was a pillar of stone, and he poured a libation over it, and he poured oil on it. Yaakov called the place that Hashem spoke to him over there, Beis El. And he traveled from Beis El. And there was still a distance to Ephras. And Rachel gave birth, and she had difficulty in her childbirth. And it was when she was having this difficulty. And the midwife told her, "Al tiri, do not be afraid. Ki gamze lochbein, for this one too is a son for you. Vahibat says nafshin, it was when her soul was departing. Ki mesa, because she died. Vatikr shmai ben oini, she called his name ben oini. Va'aviv karloi ben yamin, and his father called him ben yamin. Let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tezayin, kivras aretz. What's this understanding of this word? Menachem perish l'shain kabir, it's an expression of kabir, which means riboim halach rav, there was still a long distance. Va'agada explains this as bizman sha'aretz chalulim menukevis kikvara, at a time when the ground is full of holes like a sieve, shahanir matsui, that it's the plowing season, hastav avar, this is after the winter passed, Vashar Vadain Loiba, and their heat still hasn't come yet, and that was the time of year that it happened. That's not the simple understanding, says Rashi. Shari Benamin Matsin, we find it says, Vailech Me'itai Kivras Ha'aretz, so clearly it's some sort of measure or distance of land. Vaimrani, I say, says Rashi, Shushem Midas Karka, it's a measure of land. Kamayim Halach Parsa O Yoyser, Kamay Shata Omer, like you say, Tsemed Kerem or Chelkas Asada, Kach Mahalach Adam Naisin Shem Mida, Kivras Ha'aretz, this is a distance of land. Pasuk Yizayin Rashi, the midwife told her, Kigamze, this one also is a son for you. Noisef lacha Yosef, it's going to be another son added onto Yosef. Rabbi Seinu Darshu and Chazal Darshin, Imkal Shevet Nel de Ta'ima, with every Shevet, a twin girl was born. The Im Binyamin Nel de Ta'ima Yisera, and Binyamin had an extra girl twin born with him, meaning it was triplets. Pasuk Yud Chesen Rashi, Rachel called him Ben Oini, which means Ben Sari, the son of my pain, whereas his father called him Binyamin. So near Be'ena, it seems to me, says Rashi, Lefishu Levadu Noled Be'eretz Kanan, he's the only one that was born in Eretz Yisrael. Shehi Ba'negev, that's in the south. Ksha'adim Ba Me'aram Na'arayim, if a person's coming from Aram Na'arayim, which is where Yaakov was coming from, Kamash Nemer, like it says, Ba'negev Ba'aretz Kenan, Holich V'nosei Negba. So the understanding of the name Binyamin is Ben Yamin, the son of the south. L'shayin it's Safa and V'yamin Matab Rasam, Fikachu Mali, that's why the name is Mali, because it's Ben and then Yamin, so we have to have that Yud in there. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yotes, Vatamas Rachel, Rachel died, Vati Kofir B'derech Ephrasa, he Beis Lachem, and she was buried on the way to Ephras, that's Beis Lachem. Vayetzev Yaakov Matzev al Kvurasa, and Yaakov set up a monument over her grave, he Matzevis Kvuras Rachel Ara Yoim, that is the monument of Kvuras Rachel until this very day. Vayisa Yisrael, and Yisrael traveled. Vayeta Ahalai, he pitched his tent, Mehol Migdal Eder, beyond Migdal Eder. Vahibishkan Yisrael Ba'artzahi, and it was when Yisrael lived in that land. Vayelech Ruvain, Vayishkav his Bila Pelagish Aviv. Ruvain went and he laid with Bila the Pelagish of his father. Vayishma Yisrael, and Yisrael heard, meaning his father heard. Now there's a psik, there's a stop in the middle of the pasuk, but we continue reading the pasuk. Vayu b'nei Yaakov Shneim Asar, and the sons of Yaakov were 12. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chav Beis. Vishkan Yisrael Ba'artzahi, At Shalai Ba'ale Chevron Etel Yitzhak Eru Kol Eile, before he got to Chevron to where Yitzhak was, all this happened. By Yishkav, what does that mean that Reuven laid with Bilha? Since he mixed up their beds, the pasuk treats it as if he actually laid with Bilha. Why did he change his father's bed? Because when Rachel died, it was always in Rachel's tent, not in the other tents, and he put it in the tent of Bilha, who was Rachel's shivcha. Now, Reuven stood up to this insult to his mother. Amar, he said, if my mother's sister, she was her rival, the shivcha of the sister of my mother should be her tzara, lekach bilbil, that's why he mixed up the beds. Now what's understanding of the continuation of the pasuk vayu b'nei Yaakov shneim asar, that the sons of Yaakov were 12? Maschil inyan risha, and this is another topic. Mishenelet binyamin nishlama amito, once binyamin was born, so now Yaakov's bed was complete, we have all 12 shvatim, ume'at ruin limanis, now we can count them, umenon, so he counted them. Now Rabbi Seinu Darshu Chazal Darshin, lamdenu bat, is teaching you, shekol shavin v'kulin tzadikin, that all of them were equal and they were tzadikim, shaloi chatu Reuven, Reuven did not sin. That's why the same pasuk that tells us that Reuven mixed up the beds, the pasuk tells us that the sons of Yaakov were 12, meaning don't think that Reuven sinned. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Gimel, B'nei Leah, the sons of Leah, Bechar Yaakov Reuven, the Bechar of Yaakov was Reuven, V'Shemen of Levi, Yehuda, V'Yisachar Uzvulun, B'nei Rachel were Yosef and Binyamin, and U'Bnei Bila, Shivchas Rachel, the sons of Bila, the Shivcha of Rachel that was done in Naphtali, and B'nei Zilpa, Shivchas Leah, God V'Asher, Ela B'nei Yaakov, Eshar Yulad Leah, B'Padan Aram, these are the sons of Yaakov that were born to him in Padan Aram. Let's just see Rashi over here, Pasuk of Gimel, Bechar Yaakov, he was the firstborn of Yaakov, Afil B'Shasa Kalkala, even when he messed up, Kiroi Bachar, it still calls him the firstborn. Bachar Yaakov, he was the firstborn of Yaakov. Bachar Lenachla, he was the firstborn in regards to getting the double portion. Bachar Leminyan, he was also the Bachar of the count. We start with counting him. The only aspect of Bachar that was given to Yosef was regarding the Shvatim. Shanasa Lashne Shvatim, he became two Shvatim, which is Ephraim and Menashe. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Zayin, Vayava Yaakov Yitzchak Aviv. Yaakov came to Yitzchak his father, Mamre Kiryas Ho'arba, he Chevroin, Asher Garsham, Avram Yitzchak. That's where Avram and Yitzchak lived. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk of Zayin. He came to Yitzchak his father, Mamre, which is Shem HaMishar, that's the name of the plain, Kiryas Ho'arba, Shem Ho'ir, that's the name of the city, Mamre, Kiryas Ho'arba, El Mishar, Shel Kiryas Arba, to the plain of Kiryas Arba. Back to Chumash Pasuk of Ches, Vayu Yemei Yitzchak Ma'as Shana Ushmanim Shana, Yitzchak lived 180 years, Vayigva Yitzchak Vayomas, Vayosef El Amov, Yitzchak died and he was brought to his people, Zaken Usva Yamim, old and fulfilled of days, Vayikbaru Isaiah Esav Yaakov Banov, and Esav and Yaakov his sons buried him. Let's see Rashi of your Pasuk of Tez, Vayigva Yitzchak, Ein Mokdim Mocher B'Tayra, there's no chronological order to the Tayra. Mechirasa Shel Yosef, Kadmel Misasa Shel Yitzchak, Yud Beis Shana, the sale of Yosef, which we haven't learned about yet, actually came 12 years prior to Yitzchak's death. Sharek Shanel and Yaakov Haya Yitzchak Ben Samach Shana, when Yaakov was born, Yitzchak was 60 years old, Shenemer it says, Yitzchak Ben Shishim Shana, Yitzchak Mes Beshnas Kufchaf Liakov, and Yitzchak died when Yaakov was 120. Now, Im Taitzi Shishim Kuf Pei Shana, if you subtract 60 from 180, Nishru Kufchaf, so now you have 120. Yosef Nimkar Ben Yud Zayin Shana, Yosef was sold when he was 17, Va'isa Shana, that year, Shnas Mei Ushmeinel Yaakov, Yaakov was only 108. Ketzad, how does that work out? Ben Shishim Shalash Nizbarech, he was blessed at 63 years old, Yitzchak blessed Yaakov when he was 63, Va'ar Basway Shana Nidman Beis Aver, in 14 years he learned in the Yeshiva of Aver, Hari Shiv Mesheva, that makes Yaakov 77, Va'ar Basway Oved Be'isha, and for 14 years he worked for Rachel, Ubisoif Rabbi Asrei Noel Yosef, and at the end of that 14 years Yosef was born, Shenemer it says, Vayikasher Yolda Rachel is Yosef, Hari Tishim Achaz, that makes Yaakov 91, the Yud Zayin Achalei Nimkar Yosef, in the 17 years until Yosef was sold, Hari Mei Ushmeina, that makes Yaakov 108. Now back to Chumash Perek Lamed Vav Pasuk Aleph, Ve'ila told us Esav who Edom, these are the generations, the offspring of Esav, he is Edom. Esav Lokach is Nashav Mim Bnei Kanaan, Esav married women from Canaan as Adabas Eila Nechiti, and Ves Ahiva Mabas Anabas Tziva Nechivi, and Vaz Basmas Bas Yishmael, Ches Nevayas, his third wife was Basmas, the daughter of Yishmael, the sister of Nevayas. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis. Adabas Eloin, he Basmas Bas Eloin, that's the same person, which is Basmas Bas Eloin, who we mentioned previously. Vinikra is Basmas, and why is her name Basmas? Al Shahais Makteris Bisam Lavais Kechavim, she would burn incense to Avaidazara. Ahlivama, he Yehudis, that's Yehudis, who we mentioned previously. Vahu Kino Shma Yehudis, Esav called her Yehudis, Loimar, meaning to say, she Kaferis Bavais Kechavim, that she denies Avaidazara. Kedei Lahatis is Aviv, the reason why he did this is to trick his father. Bas Ano, Bas Tzivoina called her, asks Rashi, in Bas Ano, Loi Bas Tzivoin, if she's the daughter of Anna, how could she be the daughter of Tzivoin? So the answer is, Anna Benoishel Tzivoin, Anna was the son of Tzivoin, Shenemar says, Ve'ila B'nei Tzivoin, Ayo Va'ano, Melami, that teaches us, Shabbat Tzivoin al Kalase Eshes Anna, that Tzivoin had relations with his daughter-in-law, the wife of Anna, V'yatsos Ahalivama, B'bein Shneim, and because of that union, Ahalivama was born, but Yachal Kasim, the Pasuk's teaching you, Shekulim B'nei Mamzeris Hayu, that all of them were Mamzerim, and we're going to see this a number of times throughout the upcoming Psukim. Pasuk Gimel and Rashi, Basmas Bas Yishmael, Ulalan Karla Machlas, but it calls her Machlas in a different place. So Matzino Agaz Mezhesh Sefer Shmuel, we find the Agada, it says, Shloisha Meichel Lamavonisam, there's three people that all their sins are forgiven. Gershon is Geyer, a person who converts to Judaism. Va'il Ligdula, someone who gets promoted to a position. Va'naisa Isha, someone that gets married. Va'laman Atamikan, and we learn this from here. Lakach Nikra is Machlas. Why is she called Machlas? Shinim Chlavay Naisav. Esav's sins were forgiven when he married her. Achais Nevayas, why is she called the sister of Nevayas? Ashim Shehui Sealai, since he married her off. Mishamesi Shmuel, this was after Shmuel died already. Nikra Sal Shmai, so she's called on his name, she's called his sister. So back to Chumash Pasuk Dalet, Vatelid Ada Le'esav Esalifaz, Ubasmas Yolda Sruel, and Basmas had Ruel. Va'alivama Yolda Es Yosh Ves Yalam Ves Karech, Alivama had Yosh Yalam and Karech, Elibene Esav Asher Yoldu Le'Beretz Canaan, these are the sons of Esav that were born to him in the land of Canaan. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk, hey, Va'alivama Yolda, Karech Zeh, this Karech that we mentioned in the Pasuk, Mamzer Haya, he was a Mamzer, Uben Alifaz Haya, he was also the son of Alifaz, besides for being the son of Esav, Shabal Eshes Aviv, he had relations with the wife of his father, Alivama Eshes Esav, Sharehu Manu Imaluf Alifaz, Besefa Inyan, because this kid is also mentioned among the chiefs of Esav all the way at the end of the parsha. Back to Chumash Pasuk Vav, Vayikach Esav as Nashav as Banav as Benoisav as Kol Nafshes Beisoy, and Esav took his wives and his sons and his daughters and all the people of his household, Ves Mikneum as Kol Behemta and his flocks and his cattle, Ves Kol Kenyan and everything he owned, Asher Rachash Beretz Canaan that he purchased in the land of Canaan, Vayilchel Eretz, and he went to a land, Bepnei Yaakov Achiv, because of Yaakov his brother. And back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, why didn't he stick around in Eretz Canaan? Kihay Ruchusham Rav Mishavis Yachtav, because all their possessions were too numerous to live together, Vlo Yachla Eretz Megureim Laseis Oisam, and the land that they lived wasn't able to hold them in Bnei Mikneim because of their livestock. So Vayeshev Esav Bahar Seir, Esav Hu Edom, Esav lived in Har Seir, Esav is Edom. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Zayin. Vlo Yachla Eretz Megureim, Lahaspik Mer, Lebehemus Shalahem, there wasn't enough pasture for all their animals. Omer Shagadi the Medrash tells us, Mipnei Yaakov Achiv. What does that mean? Mipnei Yaakov Achiv. He left because of Yaakov. Mipnei Shtar Chayv Shal Gezeras Kiger Yezaracha Hamutal Azar Shal Yitzchak. This is because of the document. It says Kiger Yezaracha placed on the offspring of Yitzchak. Amar Yisav said to himself, Elech LiMikan. I'm just going to leave from here. Eli Chelik Loib Matana Shenit Noloyar Tzayz. I don't want any portion, and not in the gift that this land was given to him. Vloib Aparin Ashtar, not in the payment of the Shtar, which means they're going to have to be enslaved. Umipnei Abusha Shemarcha B'Chayrasai. He also left because he was embarrassed that he sold the B'Chayra. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tes. These are the generations of Esav. He is the father of Edom, Mahar Seir, on the mountain of Seir. Let's just see Rashi quickly over here. These are the offspring that he had once he got to Seir. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud. These are the names of the sons of Esav. Eliphaz, he was Ben Ada Eshes Esav. Reuel was Ben Basmas Eshes Esav. And Vayu Bnei Eliphaz, the sons of Eliphaz, were Tema and Omer, Tzfai Vegatam Ukenaz. Vetimna Haisa Pilegesh Leliphaz Ben Esav. And Timna, she was a Pilegesh, a concubine to Eliphaz, the son of Esav. Batela the Leliphaz as Amalek, and she gave birth to Amalek. Ela b'nei Ada, Eshes, Esav. These are the sons of Ada, the wife of Esav. Let's just say Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Beis. V'timna ha'isa pilegesh. Lo'idea gidulasa shel Avram. This teaches you the greatness of Avram Avinu. Kama hayu te'evim li'dabek bazari. How much people wanted to be close to his offspring. Timna zoi. This Timna, bas alufim ha'isa. She was the daughter of chiefs, of princes. Shenemar, it says, v'chais loitan Timna. V'loitan me'alufi yoshvi Seir ha'ya. And loitan, he was of the chiefs of the people that lived in Seir. Min acharim she'ashvu ba'lifnim. Amra, she said, Eini zoich linasei lecha. I'm not zoich to marry you, Eliphaz. Halvai ve'ya pilegesh. I'd like to be your concubine. Now Rashi tells us, so b'divrei hayomim, mayna oisa banu shel Eliphaz. In divrei hayomim, accounts her as the children of Eliphaz. Malam, this teaches you, shebal ishtei shel Seir, that Eliphaz had relations with the wife of Seir, v'yotza timna b'beinehem, and Timna was born from this union. Uchshe gadla nasis plagshay. When she grew up, she became his pilegesh. V'zeova achais loitan Timna. That's why it says that the sister of Loitan was Timna. V'loimena am b'nei Seir. She's not counted with the children of Seir. Shais achais b'neim. She was a maternal sister. V'loimena av, not from the father. Back to Chumash Pasuk Yud Gimel. V'ela b'nei Ruel. These are the sons of Ruel. Nachas v'zerach shamu miza. Ela hayu b'nei Basmas Eshes Esav. These are the sons of Basmas, the wife of Esav. V'ela hayu b'nei Alivama Bas Anabas Sivain Eshes Esav. These are her sons. V'tel le'Esav, and she gave birth for Esav as Yosh v'Asyalam as Kairach. Ela lufei b'nei Esav. These are the chiefs of the sons of Esav. B'nei Alifaz Bechar Esav. The sons of Alifaz, who was the Bechar of Esav. Aluf Teman, chief Teman. Aluf Aimer, chief Aimer. Aluf Tzifai, chief Tzifai. Aluf Kenaz, chief Kenaz. Let's just say Rashi v'Yer Pasuk Tazvav. Ela lufei b'nei Esav. These are the chiefs of the sons of Esav. What does that mean? Chiefs? Rashi Mishpachas. They were the heads of the families. Back to Chumash Pasuk Tazayin. Aluf Kairach, Aluf Gatam, Aluf Amalek. Ela lufei Alifaz Beretz Edom. These are the chiefs of Alifaz in the land of Edom. Ela b'nei Ada. Ve'ela b'nei Ruel ben Esav. These are the sons of Ruel, the sons of Esav. Aluf Nachas, Aluf Zerach, Aluf Shama, Aluf Miza. Ela lufei Ruel Beretz Edom. These are the chiefs of Ruel in the land of Edom. Ela b'nei Basmas Eshes Esav. Ve'ela b'nei Aholivama Eshes Esav. Aluf Yosh, Aluf Yalam, Aluf Kairach. Ela lufei Aholivama Basana Eshes Esav. And Ela b'nei Esav. These are the sons of Esav. Ve'ela lufei Hem. And these are their chiefs. Who Edom? He is Edom. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow learning about more chiefs. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.